other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
General Barry McCaffrey, General Wesley Clark, and others on record. We've documented it all, put links up. Now it's at Mainstream News. Have said they will use foreign troops. Now, they're using Latin American death squads. I've seen in the press Pakistani troops, African troops in Iraq. They also have Blackwater and others recruiting all over the world. And they've said they plan to use them here domestically. So that's Mainstream News. It's true. CBS News Today, military examining using troops in the United States. It's already been announced. They're just now putting it on CBS News, whitewashing it. And we were talking and are talking to Shauna in Florida, who just got back from Iraq. And during the last one-minute break, I wanted to get down to brass tacks with her, and I basically said, so let me guess, these guys, and she said, let me tell you, before I can even ask the question, I was going to say, what you're getting at is your prisoners on the base to them. I couldn't get the question out. She said exactly what I was about to ask without me even posing it. Tell the listeners what you just told me during the break about how you got to show your ID to them, but then their IDs are fake names. Explain that the troops and the contractors, the Americans, are prisoners to the foreign troops. Explain that.
Okay, let's first of all declare that they are not foreign troops. Okay,
they're foreign mercenaries.
They are independent contractors.
Okay.
Okay, they're privately paid mercenaries. Okay, let's call it what it is. But in order to enter any facility, whether it's the dining hall, the store, and in my case the palace because that's where I worked. And with the palace, I had to carry a second ID. Fortunately, in the palace, we had the Tonga Marines guarded the palace. But aside from that, the only people carrying live weapons were mercenaries. And
that's right.
Before
they used Delta Force and others to be above the military chain of command. Now they just use foreigners. And foreign. Explain what they do. Tell the listeners.
Okay. What they do is they stand guard at any facility, and they use the excuse that, you know, we could be sneaking in to bomb the DFAC, the dining facility. So you have to stand in line, show them your ID, and they verify, you know, that your military ID matches, you know, your picture matches your face, so on and so forth. And then they let you in to eat or let you in to shop or whatever else. These guys don't have, they're called CAT cards, common access cards. They don't have the CAT card. I still have my CAT card, but anyway, they don't have a CAT card. What they have is a little strip across their shoulder that defines their name. Now, if you look at any military soldier, it's got their last name. These guys, it has their first name and a number, Fred 475, Emmanuel 163, whatever the case may be. And we were told that it's because their names in whatever Swahili or whatever we wouldn't recognize.
And also, they claim, and I mean, this has been confirmed in the press, that they claim immunity above all laws. Now, the troops are under the uniform, you know, military code.
So are the contractors.
The mercenaries are above the law. And that's why there's all these videos of them shooting children for fun and all of that.
Yeah, it's shooting right on the freaking base. And
So they're literally gods and just do whatever they want.
Yeah, and here's the thing. When I was over there, see, I had to go through the Counters Replacement Center at Fort Benning, Georgia, go through some training, you know, about how to handle yourself in a combat zone. It was very clearly explained to me that I was held to the same standard as the soldiers, you know, under the uniform, you know, code. And these guys are not. And I went through CRC with some of the replacement security guys when they had that Blackwater kind of backlash and everything. They brought in some additional guys. These guys are just the sickest people I have ever met.
And
I spent a week with them in Fort Benning, and then I ended up, you go to Kuwait for staging. I spent a week with them in Kuwait, where it's just lawlessness on the base in Kuwait. These guys are so scary.
Government worldwide is collapsing, and just criminality is flooding into all the departments of power. I want to hear a little bit more. Stay with us. This is key information.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit card you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The global corporate controllers know what they're doing. Hitler, to get power, took the street thugs, the criminals, mercenaries, the veterans of World War I, and he formed the SA. And they stormed to power, beating people up, shooting people, attacking, intimidating, threatening phone calls, burning down shops. His domestic spy force. That's what Obama is announcing. And again, they set it up back under Clinton and Bush, expanded it. They all work on the same team. It's all staged. Now, last time I checked, $60-plus billion. That was about a year ago. We shoot another report on that and pull it back up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. But remember, every month, billions and billions of dollars in $100 bills on giant C-130s. And they give a private to stay quiet and go along with all the corruption about $30,000 a year. They give different grades of sergeants hundreds of thousands. And they give the colonels, in some cases, millions. The generals, it's untold. So they want to pay off the troops. They want to pay off the officers to go along with the mercenaries and the killings of Army investigators and the killings of Marine Corps investigators. I mean, I've seen reports where you'll have 20-something investigators killed in 1 year at one base. I mean, they blow their heads off in their rooms or in the dorm and then say they killed themselves. And this is done by design, just like Delta Force and other clandestine groups all over the U.S. went into police chiefs, sheriffs, and others and said, look, we just want you to be our friend with what's coming in the future. We want to give you $100,000. And the people are like, is this a sting? Is this a setup? And they go, no, Department of Defense, national security, just work with us in some covert training with your police. Let us do domestic operations, secret operations in your town, and we want to give you briefcases of cash. And then police chiefs we've interviewed, it's in some of my films, Police State 2000, they say no. Then they find out fire chiefs, mayors, they are taking the money. See, we only hear about this from people that say no. And once you've taken 50 grand, 100 grand, 200 grand, they're now, oh, you want an investigation about that money you took? We want you to shut down this drug investigation. We want you to go arrest this person. You see how this works? And a lot of these police chiefs and others, they don't know what to do when there is a army colonel in their office. This is going back decades ago, with a satchel of cash. And they'll give them numbers. They'll say, here's the cards. You can call the commanding general. Here's a presidential letter. Now, if you take this, I need you to sign a national security agreement not to say anything about this. And a lot of them think, well, if it's the government, it must be okay. My wife would like 100 grand. So they're everywhere. They run it all. They're all around you. Okay? And now they're going to come out in the open with army brigades on the streets. And it's just, oh, why is the army down here? I mean, I remember in 1998, people would bring me videos, you know, they'd just be down at Fiesta, down in San Antonio, you know, downtown on the Riverwalk, and there'd be Army and Air Force MPs would just walk up and say, we want to check everybody's IDs. And they'd have police with them. They'd randomly do that. But they'd set up checkpoints, and then we got video of it, and then it was on the news. Oh, the Army, the Air Force police are helping. Oh, they're helping at accidents. And see, now you hear, oh, yeah, the Army brigades, they're going to help with the jaws of life get people out of crash cars, and they're going to keep you safe, and they're going to help the police. But then overall, oh, they're going to fight terrorism. And they're going to take your ranches, your farms, your car dealerships, your restaurants. I mean, this is just old-fashioned hardcore criminality. And see, they want this devil-doggish group of paid-off mercs. Even the military are mercs now. You know, the combat units are the ones getting paid off, and supply units and people that are in key infrastructure. But anyways, finishing up, because I want to get to everybody else, Shauna, you should anonymously write up an article with the basics and post it on prisonplanet.com forum. You should go there, and or if you want to go totally public, do that. But this stuff's all been in the news. What you're telling me has been in the news in triplicate, and they just whitewash it. So the Iraq theater is about corrupting our troops, about training them to accept Bolivian and Paraguayan and Colombian mercenaries from the death squads in the 80s. It's about the acceptance of Ugandan troops and South African troops and Pakistani troops. And you mentioned, Marines, from other countries. It's all about just changing the culture. They're moving everything to drones, pilotless aircraft, pilotless tanks. They are moving everything to what small groups can control. And, yes, I am aware that Blackwater and a lot of other groups, they end up being above the rest of the troops. They end up running the security. The foreign merc groups, it's now Blackwater Worldwide, no longer U.S., but I mean, it's even more overt with the Pakistanis and the Africans. It's like for at least 30 years, one Israeli company guards all the nukes at the United States in the Army and the Marines and the Air Force and the Navy. They guard the nukes. See, everything's being taken out of U.S. hands. Panama Canal given to China. China, I saw reports last week, taking over all the ports they didn't control. You know, Arabs taking over ports. The son of the Chinese president running a U.S. port. That's how the globalists get control. They move their people in slow motion, creeping death. You understand? I want to bring Shauna back up. Shauna, you still there?
I am. And thanks for continuing to listen, because I've been sitting on this with a lot of fear. You know, I did see several suicides I was there, you know, and I saw so many things. And the day that I left, you know, I hate to admit this, but I had someone fake a Red Cross message to me so that I could get out under emergency circumstances. Because I was very fearful that something was going to happen to me after what I had seen.
Now, were these suicides suspicious?
They were very suspicious. And I also want to mention one more thing that I think is really important to note now that we're going to, you know, have all of our guys combined to their bases or confined. While I was there, you know, there's a CRAM program going on over there where they try to intercept mortar shells and rockets that are incoming. I saw a lot of mortars and a lot of rockets.
Yeah, that's a radar system that triangulates.
Right, and it also fires, you know, a shoot down, you know, anti-trajectory thing. But anyway, I'm not a weapons person, so I don't get it, but I did see it in action. Not very effective. But there was one day when the CRAM guys were there, and they were there to shake hands with General Petraeus in the palace. That particular night, the CRAM that was close to my quarters was taken down for maintenance. And we received the largest number of incoming that we ever did on that base. Now, how is that possible that if these guys are there for maintenance, that we're taking all this incoming?
Let me tell you what happened. Have you seen my film Terror Storm?
Yes, I actually watched it last night. Thank you for making that available.
Sure, sure. Did you see how they keep catching Israeli and British and U.S. Mercenaries, but regular SAS as well, regular British troops, dressed up with fake beards, attacking U.S. troops?
And what kills me...
Well, no, listen, this is what they do. There was never really a real war, okay? I mean, there's a few, quote, insurgents and people fighting, but that's how they do it. They say, oh, we can't leave because thousands are dying, you know, Iraqis a day, hundreds of U.S. troops a month. We have to fix it. And then now they say, oh, see, we had the victory. We did fix it. No, they just cut back. And, I mean, this is confirmed in mainstream news. No, they just have mercenaries. Most of the kills have been our troops being killed by the mercs.
I know. And you know what kills me is, see, now, I volunteered some time with the mortuary chaplain.
But, see, that's the same thing. It's like they have
I saw bodies. I saw what the hell's going on over there. And while this is, you know, some of it's hitting the mainstream news, newspapers and any reporters are not allowed on this base, Alex.
Because it's so evil, no one could ever believe that they're actually doing this. But
I sound like a psycho when I say these things out loud because I think, God, this can't possibly be true.
They've caught Israeli troops, British troops, and mercenaries attacking the Marines and the Army over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. They've caught them. It's admitted.
Look, I know.
I didn't even get to this. I didn't even get to this. In Kosovo, even the people the CIA brought in now want them out. So what did they do? They had the German troops, German intelligence, dress up like Serbs, and they had them over the weekend. This is Reuters, by the way. This is caught. They were caught. Because, see, now people are learning about this. The other UN troops caught them attacking the UN base, and they shot them up and wounded some and caught them. Rocket attacking, hand grenading, bombing NATO and UN bases. Now, why are they doing that? It took a day or two for that to come out that the German intelligence had staged that for NATO. But see, the NATO people on the NATO base don't know they're being attacked by their own people. So they could beef up troops to have a new crackdown in Kosovo. See, that's how it works. Why did one group of Denver cops dress up and attack other cops? And then we found out because the cops blew the whistle. They said, I don't appreciate the fact that cops came in here dressed up and attacked us. They didn't tell the cops they were attacking. That was Denver Post. See, everything is run like this. This is they're testing this. They're testing it, Shauna.
Yes.
And imagine knowing this all these years and people don't believe me. Imagine knowing the government isn't a government. It is a psycho group run by top psych warfare experts. And they're so smart. And they're so crazy, and they're so wicked, and they're so gung-ho. I mean, they are just, I mean, you talked about being around these mercs. You said they were so horrible. How were they?
They were awful. They were the scariest people I have ever come in contact with. You know, and I didn't believe that human beings could behave that way outside of a Hollywood film.
Well, as bad as what you saw, Halliburton and DynCorp out of Iraq, out of Eastern Europe, hundreds of thousands of women and children a year. That's mainstream headlines. Chicago Tribune, Reuters, all of it.
You know what else needs to be pointed out here? And I think that this is something that other people just don't freaking know, Alex, is that KBR, who I hate, also, they have nothing but slave labor. They have Indians and Filipinos that they import for and pay them no money.
Now listen. A lot of those people were kidnapped. No, that was in the news. Hold on. I know we've got other callers. This is important. You saw slaves. I want to hear about this.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology, trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
You know, they're proposing having military all over the streets of the United States to deal with terrorists and for domestic uprisings. And they're saying, oh, it's a new report out. We've never prepared for this, and we're not safe because of Katrina, which they, quote, you know, stood down on purpose so they could then claim this, as I said they would. We need unlimited power, not just the trillion for the current defense budget, but another trillion for the domestic spy force and the rest of it. I mean, it's just unspeakable. I want to go to Janice and Matt and Joe and a few others here, but finishing up, Shauna, you were talking about slave labor. I don't know if you're talking about slave wages, but in the case of Halliburton, it's admitted, they actually bring kidnapped people into out of Iraq and other countries to other nations where they run things like brick smelting facilities, metal smelting, and it says they are prisoners, literally just grabbed up. See, slavery's all still legal, folks. They just call it something else. Just like they catch you smoking marijuana, you become a slave for 5 years, you know, in a prison camp working, building license plates or doing telemarketing. Go ahead and finish up, though.
Okay, you have to hear this because this you can't make this shit up. That's the thing that's crazy.
Ma'am, I'm going to let you please watch the language.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm just freaking out. What happens is the Indian and Filipino people are recruited by some third party out of their country for this great job opportunity. They are charged a $5,000 fee, okay, in order to, you know, process and whatever and get the job. Basically, it's a bribe.
Yeah, that's like the women in Russia. They say you're going to be a model and they kidnap them.
Right, and what they do is they bring them over and they work them 16 hours a day in the laundry, in the kitchen, you know, cleaning the porta-potties, whatever they're doing. And it's all happening right in front of the eyes of every American that's over there.
And then meanwhile, there's hardened Ugandan troops swaggering around with machine guns, and you're not allowed to be on. Now, how are they treating you?
The Ugandans?
Yes.
Ugandans, well, they treated me like the entertainment. I'm a blonde, blue-eyed woman, so, I mean, I was exotic to them. They were very, they searched me, even though I didn't profile, which I thought was very odd. They just used it as an opportunity to molest me. But the thing about the third country nationals, the Filipinos and the Indians, mm-hmm. is that they're paid a wage of about $400 a month. But then they're charged rent, and they have to buy their own food.
Yeah, it's sharecropping, and then they can never even afford to get out of the base or leave.
Exactly. And they sign, like, you know, ridiculous length contracts, like 12 years. You know, it's just unbelievable. And then these people don't have enough money for soap. And what I used to have to do was, because they put them in their own separate camps. They have an Indian camp, they have a Filipino camp, and, you know, we'd find, you know, Indians dead in the lake all the time. They'd get murdered. But the thing is what I would do is I would take all the excess soap and toothpaste and stuff from the care packages that nobody wanted and bring them out to these camps because these slaves are out there with nothing. And I mean nothing. Working 16 hours a day cleaning porta potties.
Well, that's only one level. They take the Iraqi men as slaves to other third world nations, and they are physically slaves. No judge,
well,
no jury.
And anyone who does an uprising... Do you know how many mass graves were uncovered when I was there? I mean, I never saw it anywhere on the news. They filtered our access over there, you know. But, you know, I had access to some other stuff, some other news sources within the military because of my clearance. And these mass graves, you know, I mean, thousands of people found. I mean, come on.
There's over 1.5 million Iraqis dead since the liberation. Listen, I want you to call back again, but you should write down what you witnessed and what you saw in an article at prisonplanet.com. Will you promise to do that?
I will. I'll
Thanks
get right
for the call.
On it. Thanks,
Thank you so much. And call back again. And then I would tell the great folks over at the prisonplanet.com forum, the great researchers, everything she's saying has independently been in the news, leaked out here, leaked out there. Under her article, post, or go ahead and create a section now, all the other articles with the videos of them shooting families for fun and laughing, playing Elvis music, the mercenaries, or running over people's cars with tanks, the troops, and laughing as the family cries, and bombing the sheep. You know, put all those videos up, but also put up all of the Chicago Tribune articles about physical slaves, sex slaves, post the articles about the mercenaries, the Latin American death squads, because that's an important section, and then we'll put a link to it on the main page of Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com in the next few days. But Shauna, don't screw around on that. Get that done. Absolutely. All right, I'll come back, take a few final calls and a few final news stories, and I'm going to play part of this Ron Paul speech, and then Dr. Jerome Corsi is joining us. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 25th day of November 2008. People say, man, how do you handle this so calmly? Well, I don't. That's why I blow up and scream a lot. It freaks me out. But overall, I mean, I just have to commit to fighting it. I mean, it's pure evil, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Just got time to talk to Janice. I'm sorry to Tom, Joe, Matt, Scott, because I want to play this most of this 30-minute Ron Paul speech before Dr. Corsi joins us. Before I go to Janice,
Jesus.
Everything that lady was saying earlier, I have separately already seen in the news. It's just never made to be a big issue. I mean, unbelievable stuff. You can't even imagine this would go on until you learn about it. It's so horrible. And it is a culture of evil by design with the social engineers, the behavioral psychologists, designing all of this. And they're bringing these troops back. 3, 4, 5 tours, totally brain dead, totally psychopathic. Or they break down and commit suicide. But some of them like it. They're going to be cops. They're going to use mercenaries in America, foreign troops. There's no end. They're not joking around. They're going to take everything we've got. They're going to bankrupt the economy. And we've got a fight ahead of us. And you want to know who runs our government? Look at what they've done in Iraq and Serbia. Again, I should have talked about it all day long. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net. Steve Watson did an article on it today. It's very important. I should talk the whole show about that. But it's every day now. The Germans attacking NATO UN bases in Kosovo to blame it on the Serbs, on the Kosovans, as an excuse to bring in more control. Oh, we're being bombed. We need more troops. I mean, folks, it's so bankrupt. I hope you'll go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get 5 months free. Share your passcode with folks to it. Download the films. Burn them to disk. Get them out to people. Folks are really waking up now. They're really listening right now. Please get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and your purchase also makes this show possible. Check out the five-month free deal. And don't forget, Ted Anderson's also offering gold he bought at $710 an ounce or lower a week plus later when gold's over $815 today. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was actually up to $830. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, take advantage of those coins. They're going quick at that price, 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. I won't be able to keep you on for 30 minutes, Janice, like I did Sean. I had to hear that story, but go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex. Yeah, I've been researching all about the end game and the RFID, the conspiracy to implant people with the RFID chip.
It's public. The government and now Microsoft wants to microchip everybody. Yeah, it's really happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so what I figured I would try to do as a 13th generation American who wants freedom on the streets of America is I figured that what I would try to do is I would try to fight the mandatory helmet law in North Carolina on an unconstitutional basis. And you wouldn't believe how difficult it is to just try to overturn.
Well, it was beaten in Texas, and I'm not saying it's. I mean, people do deserve freedom, and I understand why people fought it and beat it. I just think there's things a lot more hardcore than that. But I understand the nanny state. I mean, once you agree they can make you wear a helmet, well, then, we'll put a camera in your car to make sure you're behaving yourself or in your home. They're now proposing that, so there is no end. And standing up itself is victory. Resistance is victory, so I salute you.
Exactly. So I mean, it's taking me 2 years of solid work just to try to get the government to recognize that they should not be attaching a device to people's heads without their permission. I mean, that's what it's coming down to. And the same thing is going to happen with the implant of the RFID.
Yeah, they're going to say it's for your safety so we know where you are when you're hurt. They're already trying to make it with old people or prisoners. I got to jump, but it's a great point you make because I want to air as much of this Ron Paul as we can. We'll air Ron Paul till the 8 after, most of the speech. The rest of it's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to go watch it from the In the Fed demonstration. Went on 38 cities. I was in Dallas with the great folks there. Ron Paul was in Houston. And I was there in Dallas with Ron Paul's younger brother, Wayne Paul, so that was wonderful. And it was great seeing all of you up there and just wonderful seeing you stand up against evil. And everybody out there, I mean, the evil's growing, folks. That's what happens historically. You don't stand up and fight it. You rationalize. You say the government's good. Everything's fine. Let the government grow. Give up our liberties. You end up absolute slaves. We have all this liberty and all this wealth because we had forefathers that wouldn't lay down and be slaves. Doesn't mean they were perfect. But the point is, it was better than the other nation. We're losing all our basic freedoms. And the people running things are just completely psychopathic. Here is Ron Paul in Houston on Saturday, and then Dr. Corsi is coming up. Please stay with us. We'll be back after the Ron Paul.
But it is a great event, and I understand that there are a lot of events like this throughout the country, and this should be very significant. We won't be on the evening news tonight, I'm quite sure of that, around the country, but we are on the evening news every single night, every single day, and we're on the minds of the people every single day because there is a crisis in this country, one of, if not worse than the crisis of the Depression of the 30s, and that's on endlessly. And we know who caused it. It was the Federal Reserve that gave us all this trouble. Concern and interest about monetary policy comes and goes. When things are in the boom phase of a cycle, everybody loves it. And they ignore it and they don't care because they're getting a free ride. And we've had an especially good free ride for decades now because we've had a system that was devised where the dollar could act as if it were gold. This has occurred since 1971. Absolutely beneficial to us because we were printing the world gold, in essence. So they were willing to take our dollars. We knew they were building this huge financial bubble, and we knew it would come to an end. So now, the economic crisis is the top agenda in the whole country, but our job is to make sure the people come to the full realization and understanding of the relationship of who controls the money and why we have the economic crisis. And that is what the job is of campaigns and organizations and rallies like this. So I compliment you for coming and joining in and understanding this issue. When the Bretton Woods Agreement broke down on August 15, 1971, which was a Sunday, it brought about loud cheers in the marketplace. Stock market soared. Nixon closed the gold window, put on wage and price controls, and he raised taxes. The business community loved it. Until a few days later, they realized it was a disaster. The 1970s turned out to be terrible, inflation and recession, but it brought about a new economic system. And since that time, we have been able to spend beyond our means, live beyond our means, print money beyond our means, and all live much better than we really have been had earned. So we were living beyond our means. So the country benefited, and we had it on the surface had an appearance of great wealth. But it was doomed to fail, and that is what the announcement has been in this past year, is the failure of the dollar reserve standard that was set up in August of 1971. It has ended. The only question that is to be answered right now is, what is it going to be replaced with? And believe me, they're working very hard to devise a new system. And they're talking about an international fiat currency paper system with the loss of U.S. sovereignty in totalitarian and total. And our goal has to be not only to restore the integrity of our money and our dollar and our Constitution, we have to stop this move toward one world government and a one world currency. Periodically, the money issue soars to the forefront. It's there right now today. But there's a lot of work and a lot of danger, because if we don't win, we lose our liberties and we further lose our Constitution. But at the time of the Constitutional Convention, this was one of the key issues, was the monetary issue. They had gone through runaway inflation with the continental dollar. So that is why the founders knew and understood that they had to put prohibitions in the Constitution. They said no emitting of bills of credit, no paper money, only gold and silver as legal tender, and no authority for a central bank. And, of course, the hard money people won that argument. The Constitution was written in such a way that we knew that gold and silver were to be legal tender and no central bank. But immediately after that, the Federalists changed it all, established a national bank. The big argument between the Jeffersonians and the Hamiltonians started right off the bat, because historically, throughout all history, there's always been a fight over who can control the money. So what we're facing today is not brand new. It is the power of government that wants to control the money because it can control the people. The freer the country, the more likely it is that you will have a sound currency with no national control of the currency whatsoever. But that didn't last long. Of course, we do know that when Jefferson had the chance to deal with the First National Bank, what did Jefferson do? He got rid of the National Bank. Yeah. Only for the Second National Bank to be established. Then along came another hard money man who said that he didn't like the bankers and he didn't like government power designed and worked around the monetary issue. So who came along to get rid of the Second National Bank? That was Andrew Jackson. And he got rid of it. But lo and behold, in 1913, the American people, complacent, and the Congress, complacent in it, went along and said, oh, no, we have to have a national bank once again. So the Federal Reserve System was set up. And so we've been struggling. We've been struggling since 1913. There was a linkage to gold up until 1971. But the erosion continued, and now we're seeing the erosion of our prosperity. But we have now seeing, which is our to our benefit, It is written on the wall. It is the end of this system that we have today. They cannot patch it up. They can't put it back together again. They know it, and we know it. The only argument is, what is it going to be replaced with? The other day, Bernanke was before the banking committee, and I asked him... I asked him explicitly, because he had just been in Europe, whether he had talked to the other central bankers and made any plan whatsoever for an international reserve currency. He said no. But, you know, he's on the side of the law, not on the side of the Constitution.
Right.
But the law is written that he has no obligation to tell us anything of what he does. Monetary policy, any kind of conversations with other central bankers, the law explicitly says he does not have to reveal anything that he does. So I pressed him a little bit further, and I said, does the subject of gold ever come up? And he said no, and then he quickly corrected himself because he really wanted to destroy the idea, the concept, that we might someday move in the direction of having a commodity standard. So he quickly said, oh yeah, it comes up when we talk about selling gold.
Yeah.
But what he's saying there is very, very important. He admitted that the central banks do get together, they do talk, and they do dump gold for a very precise reason. They do that to pretend that the dollar is still more valuable than it really is. In the 1960s, up until 71, Nixon and Republicans and Democrats alike, because the law said the dollar, after Bretton Woods established in 44, the dollar was as good as gold at $35 an ounce. So foreigners started coming in. They knew we had printed all this money, and they got sending the dollars back. And we had given away 500 ounces of gold at $35 an ounce, so we were running out of gold because we had abused the system, and that's why that had to come to an end. But in a way, they were giving away this gold at this artificially low price to try to prove the dollar was really strong. Well, that broke down, and the dollar was devalued, and we had all the inflation that came. But they've done this now in the last 10 or 15 years, I'm convinced, because they do admit it. Central banks in the West, especially, have been dumping gold to artificially lower the price of gold in order to artificially pretend the dollar is of great value. And they're still doing it. But they're running out of time, and they're running out of gold, because the gold is getting into the hands of the economic powers who are stronger. And those are the ones who have been working hard, saving money, loaning the money back up, and are ready to buy off America if we continue to do this. So the Asian banks are buying the gold. The Europeans and the Americans and others are dumping gold. So the other nations, including Muslim nations, even before the bank committee, I did point out to Bernanke that the Iranians have just bought $75 billion worth of gold and put it in reserves. So it is a contest. There's no doubt there is a contest between sound money and hard money, and that is such an important issue. To me, the money issue has been key. In 1971, interested in politics and ran for office in the 1970s, The general issue, of course, was personal liberty and national sovereignty in our Constitution, but the specific issue was monetary policy, what they were doing to the money, because those who love big government, they love and must control the money, because if governments were ever required to pay the bills as they spent the money, the people would rise up and object. So it is the most deceitful tax that you can have. The income tax is horrible, but the tax on the tax through inflation is even more deceptive. But politicians and proponents of big governments love inflation because they have more control. They can delay the payment. They can hide the victims until finally, you know, the whole thing falls apart. And who does it serve? Who would want this? Well, people who like war. People who want to pay for war, you know, if we had to pay every single day for all the money we spend on the wars that don't need to be fought, we'd end it. So I would say, if you're anti-war and pro-liberty, we have to get rid of the Fed so they quit fighting these wars. And
likewise, others like the monetary system where you inflate the currency when you can't tax anymore, you can't borrow anymore. What they do, of course, is print the money. So they love welfare. Everybody loves welfare. Who wants the welfare? So there's all these special interests, and the politicians just accommodate. And they don't have to be responsible and balance the budget at all. But eventually, though, of course, it causes all these great problems. But there's quite a few good reasons why we should oppose a monetary system like this. One, it's very clearly written in our Constitution. So if we believe in the rule of law, that should be enough. So if we had more men and women of integrity in our government that would just stand up and take their oath of office seriously, this whole mess would be ended. It wouldn't even happen. For moral reasons, and that's a pretty good reason, there are even strong admonitions in the Bible about honesty and waste and measures, that you're not supposed to cheat your fellow man and by dishonest waste. And that is what the inflationary system is. In the old days, they clipped the coins or diluted the metals. Today, we just allow governments to print the money or create it in a computer. That is immoral. That is immoral, and it's equivalent to counterfeit. If you or I counterfeit, we rightfully are taken to jail and prosecuted for it.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
The louder they get away with it, they become the legal counterfeiters defying morality and the Constitution. And it's time we stood up to them and said, this is an immoral, illegal, unconstitutional act, and we won't have any more of it. above all, what this does, it really is destructive to our personal liberties. If we allow big government to grow in this sinister way, the real threat, there's economic threats, and there's war threats, and there's all these problems. But the real threat is that the more power those individuals have to create money out of thin air and create big government is the opposite of individual liberty. So the bigger the government gets, the more control they have on money, the less freedom we have. And just look at what's happened, even in the last 10 or 15 years, what has been happening. Our personal liberties, our personal privacy are being diminished. The right of habeas corpus has been undermined. The whole idea of the Patriot Act, these bills and laws should be repealed, not enhanced. But right now we're facing the economic consequences, and this will get the attention of the people. And like I said, the real task is relating the problems we have today to the powers of the Federal Reserve System and why we have to have the proper changes. When governments inflate a currency, there's always a boom. People do benefit. People do feel better. And sometimes the boom can last longer than other times. The longer it lasts, the bigger the bust. And since 1971, we've had some various recessions, and some have been more serious than others, but not tremendously so, because they quickly came back in, inflated the currency, spent the money, run up the deficits, keep the wars going on, and on the surface, it looked like it was doing pretty well. At the same time, the bubble was getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and we were becoming more dependent on borrowing from overseas. And now we got to the point where that has all come to an end. This system is on its last legs. We will not go back to the old bubble in the stock market, the old bubble in the housing market. That has all ended, and now we have to do something about it. So what are they doing in Washington? Everything they're doing so far is absolutely opposite of what they should be doing. Right now, the attitude in Washington is everybody gets a bailout and then pretend that they're being cautious about it. But right now, we in the Congress and the people don't even know how much is being spent. You know, you've heard about the lawsuit by Bloomberg. They have filed a lawsuit against the Federal Reserve under the Freedom of Information Act saying, look, we understand you've created $2 trillion. And we want to know who got the money and who got the benefits. But they're not going to get the information because, like I said, the Federal Reserve is protected. They don't have to give that information. $2 trillion, and even I, on the Banking Committee, on Domestic Monetary Policy Subcommittee, I have no access to this information. I can't attend the Open Market Committee meetings where all this policy is designed. And this is the problem that we have. It is so out of control. So Congress comes along and they appropriate $700 billion. They get the first half of it, $350, they give it to the Secretary of the Treasury. He starts buying up worthless assets, and then he wonders why nobody wants it. Nobody wants them other than the taxpayers getting stuck with it because they are worthless. So we take more money, we inflate the currency to buy up worthless assets that are worthless because of the monetary system. So all the things that we're doing were the cause of the problem. We spend too much, we inflate too much, we have too much debt, and now what are we doing to try to bail everybody out? We spend more, we inflate more, and we borrow more, and it goes on endlessly.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.